弟兄姐妹朋友们早上好。
Brothers, sisters, and friends, good morning.
在至高之处荣耀归于神。
Glory to God in the highest.
在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。
And peace on earth to those with whom he is well pleased.
当我们秉公行义喜爱怜悯谦卑与我们的主同行的时候。
As we enact justice, love, mercy, and walk humbly with our God.
但愿我们是活在我们对神与我们同在这样的一个信心之中。
May we live in the confidence and faith that God is with us.
那请大家翻开你的圣经。
Let us open up our Bibles.
请翻到路加福音第十三章。
And let's open them to Luke chapter 13.
十八到三十五节。
Verses 18 through 35.
经文将不会打在投影上面，所以就请大家手中需要有经文对照。
So we're not going to have the scriptures up on the slide, so you'll need your Bible in your hand.
路加福音第十三章十八到三十五节。
Luke 13, verses 18 through 35.
Keith 弟兄会念十八到三十节。
Brother Keith will read verses 18 through 35.
然后我会用中文来念31到35节。
Then Pastor Sam will read 31 to 35 in Chinese, starting in verse 18. Then Jesus asked, "What is the kingdom of God like? What shall I compare it to? It is like a mustard seed, which a man took and planted in his garden. It grew and became a tree, and the birds perched in its branches." Again, he asked, "What shall I compare the kingdom of God to? It is like yeast that a woman took and mixed into about 60 pounds of flour until it worked through all the dough." Then Jesus went through the towns and villages, teaching as he made his way to Jerusalem. Someone asked him, "Lord, are only a few people going to be saved?" He said to them, "Make every effort to enter through the narrow door, because many, I tell you, will try to enter and will not be able to. Once the owner of the house gets in and closes the door, you will stand outside knocking and pleading, 'Sir, open the door for us.' But he will answer, 'I don't know you or where you come from.' Then you will say, 'We ate and drank with you, and you taught in our streets.' But he will reply, 'I don't know you or where you come from. Away from me, all you evildoers.' There will be weeping there and gnashing of teeth when you see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and the prophets in the kingdom of God, but you yourselves thrown out. People will come from east and west and north and south, and will take their places at the feast in the kingdom of God. Indeed, there are those at last who will be first, and first who will be last."
第三十一节，正当那时，有几个法利赛人来对耶稣说，离开这里去吧，因为希律想要杀你。耶稣说，你们去告诉那狐狸说，今天明天我赶鬼治病，第三天我的事就成全了。虽然这样，今天明天后天我必须前行，因为先知在耶路撒冷之外丧命是不能的。耶路撒冷啊，耶路撒冷啊，你常杀害先知，又用石头打死那奉差遣到你这里来的人。我多次愿意聚集你的儿女，好像母鸡把小鸡聚集在翅膀底下，只是你们不愿意。看啊，你们的家成为荒场留给你们。我告诉你们，从今以后你们不得再见我，只等到你们说，奉主名来的是应当称颂的。让我们现在一起同来念第29和30节。
Let us together read verses 29 through 30. People will come.
将有人来在神的国里坐席，只是有在前的将要在后。然后我们让我们一起来念34节。
Let us read verse 34.
耶路撒冷啊，耶路撒冷啊，你常杀害先知，又用石头打死那奉差遣到你这里来的人。我多次愿意聚集你的儿女，好像母鸡把小鸡聚集在翅膀底下，只是你们不愿意。 这以神为中心，路加福路加医生在这段经文里面给我们这样一个以神为中心的教导。
The Dr. Luke here gives us this God-centering message.
那就是耶稣是通往神国窄门的看守者。
And this message is that Jesus is the keeper of the narrow door that leads into the kingdom of God.
耶稣是通往神国窄门的看守者。
Jesus is the keeper of the narrow door that leads into the kingdom of God.
Sorry. 路加医生要我们在我们往天路的这个过程之中知道我们所相信的耶稣是谁。
Luke wants us to know as we walk towards the kingdom of God who this Jesus is whom we believe.
在这一段经文里面我们要认识到耶稣是通往神国那窄门的看守者。
And in here and in this passage we want to learn that on our path to the kingdom of God Jesus is the one who keeps the door to the narrow way.
感谢神，我们的主透过他的仆人路加对我们说话。
Praise be to God, our Lord has spoken through his servant Luke.
但愿我们是以信靠以及顺服来领受他的话语。
May we receive his words with trust and obedience.
让我们一起来做个祷告。
Let us pray together.
我们在天上的父神。
Our heavenly Father.
何等赞叹荣耀都归您。
May all glory and honor be yours.
何等宝贵您的喜悦临到您的子民。
How precious that your favor has come upon your people.
借由您的灵
by your spirit,
帮助我们认识您的话语越是深刻
let us know your words more deeply,
我们对您的爱也就越是深切
that our love for you may also grow and become more deep.
求神您赐我们悔改中的喜乐
give us the joy of repentance,
让我们的顺服能结果子
make us fruitful in our obedience.
我们是以主耶稣基督奇妙之名祈求祷告。
By the wondrous name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen. 从这段经文的开始
，From the start of this passage,
我们可以说，那园丁是有福的。
We can find that gardeners are blessed.
就任何一个人是跟植物有什么学习关联的，那人是有福的。
Or really anyone who works with plants has blessing.
因为这人可以一瞥天国的本质。
Because he gets a glimpse into the nature of the kingdom of God.
那同时间我们也可以说一个面包师是有福的。
And at this point we can also say a baker is blessed.
就有一会做烹饪的他是有福的。
And anyone who knows how to make pastry.
因为他也可以一瞥天国的本质。
Because he also gets a glimpse into the nature of the kingdom of God.
主耶稣基督说他要如何来形容天国呢?
When Jesus said, how should he describe the kingdom of God?
那他形容说好像一粒芥菜种有人拿去种在园子里长大成树天上的飞鸟宿在他的枝上。
He said it is like a mustard tree which a man took and planted in his garden and it grew and became a tree and the birds perched in its branches.
所以一个园丁可以说我有这样一手的知识跟经验。
So in that way, a gardener would say, oh, I have first-hand experience of this.
小小的一个种子确实或经过一段时间就会变成一个大树。
A tiny little seed over a period of time, wow, will become a huge tree.
就开始理解说原来主耶稣基督说天国近了是这样的意思。
Oh, now I understand that when Jesus says the kingdom of God has come, this is what he means.
也就是说天国的开始看起来很小。
It means that the start of the kingdom of God appears very, very small.
Sorry. 可是最后天国彰显的时候哇是何等的大。
But when the kingdom of God appears, it becomes very large. Very
起初到最后是有一个很大的一个差别。
From the beginning to the end, there's a very large difference.
那主耶稣基督也说
Jesus also said,
天国好比面酵有妇人拿来藏在三斗面里直到全团都发起来。
That the kingdom of God is like yeast that a woman took and mixed into about 60 pounds of flour until it worked through all the dough.
所以面包师说我知道你在说什么。
So bakers are like, oh, I know what you're talking about.
我知道说当那个面团还没有放面酵的时候它是扁扁的。
I know that when a lump of dough does not yet have yeast in it, it's pretty flat.
可是你就放那么一点点面酵它整个就这样发起来。
But you just put a tiny sprinkling of yeast into it and it becomes much larger.
我记得以前有一次想要尝试做面包。
I remember one time I wanted to experience bread making.
那不知道就觉得说 这样一点面条真的够吗？感觉好像不行，所以 就不听话，多放了一点。
I thought, just a tiny bit of yeast? How could this possibly be enough? So I added a little bit more.
走开了，然后忘了多久，回来以后就突然发现，这是什么东西？
So I went away and forgot about it, came back, I don't know how much later. What has this turned into?
Wow, 原来这个面酵的 功效是那么的强大。
It turns out yeast is very, very effective.
所以园丁或者是面包师都说，啊，原来天国近了，是这样的一个意思。
So whether you're a gardener or a baker, you realize, oh, this is what it means to say the kingdom of God has come.
神的国度的力量已经开始进入了我们人在世界上的这样一个生命。
God's power has already started to come into our lives here on earth.
可是他实际最终那最大的那样一个光辉，我们还未见。
But the full power and the full glory is not yet revealed.
可是主耶稣基督要告诉我们说，这光辉会临到的。
But Jesus wants to tell us and remind us that this glory and this power will come.
并且要告诉我们说
and wants to tell us,
我们其实现在任何一个人都是有福的。
And really anyone here today is blessed.
因为我们可以从日常生活中的细节能够一瞥天国的本质。
Because from the details of daily life today, we can see some of the secrets of the kingdom of God.
我们这样一种生活是我们看天国的一个视窗。
And our life today is a window into the kingdom of God.
虽然说我们现在未必能够完全的看见天国光辉的展现。
So even though today we cannot see all of the glory of the kingdom of God.
可是就像种子将会长大成树。
But in the same way that a seed will turn into a fully grown tree.
我们也知道说神那最全然的这样一个全然的圣洁，没错。可是就是他整个圆满的一个彰显将会来临。
But we know that the fullness of the revelation of God will ultimately come.
也就像说，或许主耶稣基督今天会告诉我们说
，And so perhaps even today Jesus will say to us,
不要小看那显微镜下的细胞。
Don't underestimate a cell that you can only see in the microscope.
因为两个显微细胞放在一起后
，because when you bring two of these microscopic cells together,
是可以带来生命。
It can bring about life.
所以我们基督徒在看待整个所谓怀孕、婴孩这一切的方向，我们就说，哦，这个其实是让我们能够知道神国。它的伟大在何处
？So even as we look at the process of conception and birth, this gives us a window into the glory and the power of the kingdom of God.
所以主耶稣基督要让我们看见的是，这样的一个开始跟一个结束是有一个很巨大的一个差别。
So Jesus wants to show us that this beginning and the end or the conclusion has a huge difference.
也就告诉我们说，这其实就是天国的本质。
And he says that this is in fact the nature of the kingdom of God.
你不能够说，哎呀，这就是小细胞管它的。
You can't say, oh, this is just one little cell. Let's ignore it.
我们反而是要从它将会成为什么样的一个结果来看这两个小细胞。
Instead, we need to look at this single cell that is life and look at its conclusion in order to measure its current worth.
所以同样的，基督徒要看说天国将会是怎么样的一种光辉来说，哦，我们现在虽然说在教会。可是这已经是神国的开始。
And so in the same way, we should view the kingdom of God that we see around us today, in light of the full glory that it will achieve.
因为主耶稣基督他已经进入了历史。
Because Jesus has already entered into history.
并且已经承诺将与我们同在直到世界的末了。
And has already promised that he will be with us to the end of the age.
所以天国的生命已经在世界我们的生命当中开始运行。
So the life of the kingdom of God is already active amongst us.
那天国的开始看起来好像很微小。
Now the beginning of the kingdom of God appears very small.
可是神国度的这样一个丰满，这样无穷的大，将会展现。
But the infinite greatness and fullness of the kingdom of God will ultimately be revealed.
我们有信号吗
？Do we have signal or faith?
啊，信号 ，sorry.
Okay, sorry, faith. Do we have faith?
或者说，我们有信号的讯号吗
？Do we have signal? Of our faith.
不管是二十一世纪或者是路加医生他一世纪的这样一个信息的接收者。
Whether it's today in the 21st century or Luke's audience in the first century.
我们都已经一瞥那神国度的丰满。
We have already had glimpses into the fullness of the kingdom of God.
对于路加的路加医生的他那个讯息当时讯息的接收者。
In the eyes of the audience of Luke in the first century,
他们或许是听过神主耶稣基督他行了神迹，或者是亲眼看见。
They had either seen or perhaps just heard of the miracles that Jesus had performed.
在十八节之前，路加医生记载了一段故事。
Prior to verse 18, Luke records a story.
也就是主耶稣基督他医治了一个残缺妇人的一个故事。
And it's a record of Jesus healing a cripple.
这妇人十八年，她没有办法将她身体抬起来。
Now, this woman had for 18 years been bent double.
可是主耶稣一句话一个触动就完全使她能够医治，就完全医治了她。
But with a word and a gesture, Jesus completely healed her.
路加医生是要让我们看见说，你现在看到主耶稣基督做这件事情。
Luke is saying to his audience, "You look and you see what Jesus has done here."
你听到主耶稣基督做这件事情。
And you've heard of Jesus doing miracles like this.
你觉得这已经是不可思议。
And you already consider this amazing.
可是这不过是芥菜种。
But this is but a mustard seed.
这不过是天国全能丰满的展现，起初的展现。
This is but the beginning of the revelation of the fullness of the power of the kingdom of God.
神借由主耶稣基督。神借由主耶稣基督。
So, God through Jesus Christ.
在安息日，也就是主的圣日。
On the Lord's Day, Sabbath.
带出来了那在天国里面可以看见的一个蜕变。
He brought out the change that is possible through the kingdom of God.
在这个妇人身上，我们看见哦，原来在天国里面。
And in the person of this woman, we got to see what it was like.
不单单只是她的身体变为安康。
So just as in the kingdom of God, not only was her body healed.
主耶稣更是说，他是有那能力来对抗撒旦。
Jesus is saying that he has the power to overcome the devil.
并且他会胜过撒旦。
And that he will triumph over the devil.
因为第路加福音十三章十六节这么写。
Because in Luke 13, verse 16.
何况这女人本是亚伯拉罕后裔，被撒旦捆绑了这十八年，不当在安息日解开她的绑吗？
Then should not this woman, a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has kept bound for 18 long years, be set free on the Sabbath day from what bound her?
当我们这个主日来纪念主的时候。
Here, as we remember the Lord on this Lord's Day,
我们纪念的是一个可以胜过撒旦、胜过疾病、胜过死亡的主。
The Lord we commemorate is one who can triumph over death, triumph over sickness, and triumph over the devil.
我们现在在二十一世纪。
But for us today in the 21st century,
或许我们说我们看不见主耶稣基督在我们面前行神迹。
Perhaps we would say we don't see Jesus Christ performing miracles physically in front of us.
可是我们可以继续看那过去两千年整个教会历史的发展。
But we're able to consider the growth of the Christian church over the past 2,000 years.
我们可以看到基督教的触角。
We're able to see the spread of Christianity.
我们可以看到说主耶稣基督当时来到，已经借由门徒开展了一个。当时没有人能够想象说会变为今天这样的一种所谓一个神的国度。
And we can see that when Jesus came through his disciples, he started and he established a kingdom which at the time when no one could conceive would become as large as it is today.
可是主耶稣基督要告诉我们的是
，But what Jesus wants to tell us,
我们其实注重的并不是那一个所谓这个整个发展的过程。
Is that what we should focus on is not really the growth itself.
我们实际的焦点是说种子跟树这样一个开始以及终极。
The real point is the difference between the starting point of a single seed and the end point of a fully grown tree.
也就是说我们要纪念的是神国度那样的丰满将会来到并且已经开始临到了。
What we really need to focus on is the fact that the fullness of the kingdom will come and is coming.
同时间我们要纪念到说虽然我们可能觉得哦，这样国度的开始好像不起眼。
And we also need to remember that at the moment, the beginning or the start of the kingdom of God is perhaps not that impressive looking.
可是它不是那神国度最终那样的一个庄严已经荣耀的一个代表。
But the state that we see today is not representative of the glory and grandeur of the kingdom of God that will come.
我记得有一年有这样一个机会能够在巴黎就是在新年来到的时候做倒数。
I remember one time I had the opportunity when I was in Bali.
Paris.
All right.
Paris.
To do the countdown to the New Year.
那通常新年倒数都有烟火哈。
Now usually any New Year celebration will have fireworks.
那年巴黎正要争取那个奥林匹克的申办权。
But it turned out that that year they were hosting the Olympics.
Applying for
the Olympics. Oh, okay.
那所以可能他们就要让整个烟火就显得特别盛大。So
they wanted some really, really impressive fireworks.
所以我可以告诉你，它最后的结束是非常的盛大。So
the grand finale was really impressive.
可是你试想想，如果我当时是在电视机上，然后打开了。Now
if I had been on TV at that time.
然后我看到说，就天空这样暗摸摸的，然后这样一个小白点就在天空这样升起来。
And if I saw on TV one little white speck rising up into the sky,
然后一个小光圈,
and then a little puff,
然后就没了,
and then nothing.
我想, okay, 好吧, 那再看一下,
I think, all right, well, let's keep watching.
又一个小白点,然后一个小光圈,
again, just another little point of light and then another burst of light.
如果我没有耐心的话, 我说, 这算什么? 算了,关。
If I hadn't been patient, I would have been, oh, this is boring, and just turned off the channel.
And I would
have completely missed the final
fireworks.
And the amazing grand finale that they put on. Because that little light was actually their countdown.
So
there's actually 10 or 15 tiny little white
fireworks. 这到底在发生什么事情?
At the time, you didn't know, and it was like, what's this? What is going on?
可是那10到15个小白点结束以后，就开始越来越丰富。
But after those 10 or 15 little white dots, it became more and more impressive.
那有时候没有那么的璀璨。
There were times when it wasn't so impressive.
可是最终你知道它是要推向一个高潮。
But you understood that it was building, it was driving towards the finale.
可以想象说，如果主耶稣基督当时在我身旁，或在我们身旁，
we can think and we can imagine that if Jesus was right now amongst us,
会说我要如何来说天国呢？
And said, how do I want to describe the kingdom of God?
就好比这烟火表演，
it's much like a fireworks show.
开始不起眼，
the beginning is not so impressive.
可是你要相信，在神的计划之中，最终的结果是那。
But you have to believe that according to the plan of God, the end is truly amazing.
主耶稣基督说，这种子已经种下了，这个面酵已经藏在那个面团里了。Jesus
is saying that the seed has already been planted and the yeast has already been hidden inside of the dough.
神国度进入我们的生命，这已经是过去式。The
kingdom of God has already come amongst us. This is already in the past tense.
我们现在活着的是朝往那样一个。 就是种子要成为树，以及面酵发起来的这样一个过程。The
life we are now living is heading in the direction of the fully grown tree or the fully risen loaf of bread.
所以当我们活着的时候，So
as we're living,
当我们纪念主的时候，As
we're remembering the Lord,
我们记得的是这样一个卑微的一个所谓卑微的一个开始，以及这样一个庞大的一个终极。What
we have to remember is that though we have this very small start. We have a great ending.
主耶稣基督也就这样给我们一个告诫。
And Jesus is giving us this as a
warning.
As a warning.
虽然说主这样神国度这样一个卑微的一个开始，很容易被我们忽视或者是不以为然。
So although it's easy for us to overlook or consider unimportant these humble beginnings,
可是如果我们忽视了神国的开始，或者是我们对他的这样一个开始不以为然的话,
but if we overlook or we consider unimportant this beginning of the kingdom of God,
然后一下说, 啊, 就打发掉, 就觉得说, 这算什么?
Just like, ah, whatever, let's ignore this.
这是对我们自己本身反而是有那样危机的。
This sort of dismissal is to our own peril.
因为主耶稣基督告诉我们说，当我们忽视了神国度的开始，当我们对他的这样一个开始不以为然的时候，
because God has told us that when we ignore and when we dismiss the beginning of the kingdom of God,
我们也就在现在，甚至在将来，不是在神的国度里。
Then we risk not being in the kingdom of God both now as it's growing and later when it reaches its fruition.
主告诉我们说，我们现在是活在这样一个种子跟树的这样一个时段。
Jesus is telling us that we're living right now between the time of the seed and the time of the full-grown tree.
是这样一个卑微的开始，以及这样一个庞大的终极的这样一个中间点。
We're living in the middle.
中间段，对不起。
We're living in the middle, in between the humble inception and the gargantuan consummation.
所以对着将要来临那神国度的丰满。
So when it comes to the fullness of the completed kingdom of God,
我们也就得对主耶稣基督做出一个回应。
We need to take this time to respond to Jesus Christ.
我们是要悔改相信主呢？
Are we going to repent and believe?
还是我们就觉得说那就算了，就打发，就算是把主耶稣基督打发走？
Or are we going to dismiss Jesus and ignore him?
那我们对主耶稣基督的回应特别重要。
So our response to Jesus Christ becomes very important.
因为他是通往神国窄门的看守者。
Because he is the keeper of the narrow way to God.
他对于我们的命运，对我们永恒的去向，是有那最终极的说话权。
He has the ultimate authority over our fate and over our eternal destiny.
路加医生有这样记载说，有一个人问主耶稣基督这样一个问题。
Luke records that a person asked Jesus the following question.
主啊，得救的人少吗？
Lord, are only a few people going to be saved?
这人关注到说，到底会多少人会得救？
So this person was concerned with how many people were ultimately going to be saved.
可是主耶稣基督基本上回答他说，
And for the most part, Jesus responded and said,
你的焦点不是在说主会救多少人。
Your focus is not saying how many people will the Lord save.
你的焦点是要在说，那可以拯救人的主认不认识你。
The real focus, your focus should be, does the Savior know you?
也就是说
and this is the same as saying,
或许主会救很少人。
Perhaps the Lord will only save a few people.
可是很少人不代表你不会被救。
But just because there won't be many saved doesn't mean you won't be saved.
或许主会救很多人。
Maybe the Lord will save many people.
可是很多人不代表你会被救。
But if many people are saved, that does not mean that you will be saved.
主救多少人，这不是你得救的最根本。
How many people the Lord ultimately saves is not the defining factor in whether or not you are saved.
我们得救本乎我们的主是否认识我们。
Our salvation is dependent on whether or not our Lord knows us.
乃是我们是否对我们的主有这样一个亲密的一个认识以及一个关系。
And it really is dependent on whether we know God and whether we have a personal relationship with Him.
主耶稣基督是要告诉我们说，每一个人是否委身于要活出神所喜悦的方式。
The Lord wants to tell us that whether we are willing to commit ourselves to living for Him.
并且我们是不是将我们的整个生命转向我们的主。
Whether or not we're willing to orient our entire life towards Him.
主耶稣基督告诉那愿意听他说话的人。
And Jesus is speaking to those who are willing to listen to him.
也只有一个方式能够通过窄门进到天国。
And saying there is only one way to enter through the narrow gate into the kingdom of God.
也就是看守那窄门的主对你说，啊，我认识你，欢迎，请进。
And that's if the keeper of the gate says, oh, I know you, you're welcome, come in.
主耶稣基督在救赎上的教导。
The Jesus' teaching on salvation.
告诉我们说，救赎就是被主拯救，是一个与主有这样一个亲密关系的这样一个结果。
His teaching is that salvation by the Lord is a matter of an intimate relationship with the Lord.
这个与对不起，我跳 ，sorry。这与当时犹太人的思维以及教导是
This is a 180 degree reversal of traditional Jewish thought at the time.
所以或许对当时的犹太人来说，主耶稣基督这么一讲，就对他们觉得说，哈，真的是这样吗？
It was possibly quite shocking to Jews at the time when they heard him say this.
因为当时他们拉比所教导的是说，只要你是以色列人，你就必得救。
Because rabbis at the time taught that if you were an Israelite, you would be saved.
可是现在当这个人问说，主耶稣基督，主啊，拯救的人少吗？
But when this person asks and says, Lord, will only a few people be saved?
耶稣告诉他的是，只有与主耶稣基督有这样一个亲密关系的人才是会被得，才会被救的。
What Jesus tells him is that only those who have an intimate relationship with Jesus are the ones who will be saved.
更何况犹太人在主耶稣基督里面的故事，突然间犹太人可以听到说，哈，那我们虽然是以色列人，可是现在竟被你称为是那行恶的人。
Perhaps just as shocking to the Jews was the fact that they who were Israelites could be considered evildoers by the Lord.
因为拉比所教导他们是只要是亚伯拉罕的后裔都是圣洁的。
Because what the rabbis taught at the time is if you were a descendant of Abraham, then you were righteous.
可是现在主耶稣基督所讲的完全颠覆了他们之前所学习的。
But Jesus is now completely turning what they were taught on its head.
也就是他们没有办法透过他们因为跟亚伯拉罕的这样一个关系，或者说他们的民族，而得到一个在神眼中所看为圣洁的这样一个位分。
Because here Jesus is saying that there's no way through Abraham or through their ancestors to achieve right standing before God.
那这里所谓行恶的人
，Now here the so-called evildoers，
也就是对神没有信心的人
，are those who do not have faith towards God.
所以罪没有被得着赦免的人。
And so they are then the ones that, to the greatest extent, do not gain compassion.
也因此没有神所赋予的这样一个拯救。
And therefore, they do not receive salvation from God.
对他们来说，那他们所有的这样一个宗教礼仪，或者说他们的这样一个生活方式，完全就是变成一无价值。
And this means that their entire
一无所值。
And this means that their entire religious system, all their religiosity, amounts to nothing.
主耶稣基督说，那时你们要说，我们在你面前吃过喝过，你也在我们的街上教训过人。
And Jesus then says in verse 26, then you will say, we ate and drank in your presence, and you taught in our streets.
可是这些是非常微弱的这样一个原因。
But these are very poor reasons to be saved.
或者说可以进入神国度的一个原因。
Or these are very poor, weak reasons for to be allowed entry into the kingdom of God.
因为或许他们是说，呀，我们那时候你就在我们面前，然后我们就在你面前吃，所以因此这样我可以进你家。
Because they're really saying, hey, I used to be right there. I used to have a great deal of physical closeness with you. Therefore, I should be allowed in.
可是我们任何一个人请过客的都知道说，这个跟我和你实际有关系是没有关系的。
But anyone who's hosted a dinner party knows that whether or not you sit next to me at the table does not mean that I'm necessarily good friends with you.
是可能可以就是慷慨，然后就好，请进这样。
Maybe I'm just very hospitable and I let someone into my house who I don't particularly like.
可是上帝其实借由这样一个主耶稣基督所给我们的比喻是说，这些人其实根本没有想要进入神的国度。
But through this parable, God is telling us through Jesus that these people did not actually want to enter the kingdom of God.
这门已经开了很久，至少有一段时间。
The door has already been opened for some time.
可是这些主耶稣基督所说的这些没有要进入天国的人，对着这开的窄门无动于衷。
This parable is telling us that this door to the narrow way has been opened, but these evildoers have not been interested in walking through it.
直到主人到了门，把门关上以后才。让我们进去，让我们进去。
They only start pounding on the door when the owner closes it.
请为我们开门。
Asking him to open it.
这告诉我们说，他们实际上没有与这样一个主人有实际的互动。
But this means they don't actually have a real relationship with the owner.
也没有说想要更加的认识主。
They don't really want to know the Lord more.
又或许可以从比喻里面看到说他们与主的关系是一个过去式。
Now perhaps from this parable we can also note that their relationship with God is in the past tense.
他们与主的关系并不是一个现今继续滚动的一个互动。
their relationship, their interaction with him is not something that is continuous and in the present.
因为他说, 我们曾经在你面前吃过喝过,
because they're saying here that we used to eat and drink with you.
也曾经听过你讲道,
and in the past we've heard you teach.
可是这一切都在过去,
but these are all in the past.
正如我们觉得说, 啊, 我只要做一个觉知祷告,
much in the same way that we'll say, oh, we just need to say the sinner's prayer.
然后我受过洗,
and I've been baptized.
然后有诸般的原因使我后来就没有在信仰上继续有成长。
And then there's a million reasons why afterwards I never really grew in the faith.
这些都是属于曾经，没有一个所谓生命力，驱使我们继续往天路走。
These are all things in the past. None of this is what is driving us forwards, walking towards the kingdom of God.
所以主对我们有话说。
So the Lord has something to tell us.
我们曾经参与。
In the past we attended.
不代表说我们实际与主有这样一个关系。
But this doesn't mean that we currently have a real relationship with
him. 就算我们现在参与在宗教礼仪。
Now perhaps we're currently attending some religious traditions.
也不一定是代表说因为我们实际认识到我们罪得赦免。
This doesn't necessarily mean that we really have had our sins forgiven.
主耶稣基督告诉我们说是要主认识我们。
Lord Jesus is telling us that we need the Lord himself to know us.
圣经里面所说的认识总是这样一个亲密互动活生生的这样一个关系。
When the scripture speaks of knowing someone, it's a two-way street where there is active, growing relationship.
所以主对那些没有悔改、没有相信主耶稣基督的人，他有话说。
So Jesus has a word for those who have not believed in him.
我告诉你们, 我不晓得你们是哪里来的, 你们这一切作恶的人, 离我去吧。
I don't know where you I'm sorry, I don't know you or where you come from. Away from me, all you evildoers.
我们行恶, 所谓被行恶的人, 不代表说我们实际去杀人放火。
Now those who are here called evildoers did not necessarily kill anyone or commit arson.
而是我们没有这样一个积极的去要与主有这样一个互动。
Instead, they are those who have not actively sought a growing relationship with Christ. Or perhaps another way to put it is that they are those who do not actually want Jesus Christ himself. And therefore they have sinned. And this sin leads to a separation from God. And therefore they do not have a relationship with him. If we have not repented, if we have not believed.
那同时间我们会被称为那不义的人,
at the same time, we will then be known as those as evildoers.
也是因为我们没有承认说我们完全需要主的恩惠怜悯来拯救我们。
It's in part because we have not acknowledged that we need God's grace and we need God's mercy in order to save us.
我们甚至可以觉得说, 哎呀, 条条大路通罗马, 我有我的办法, 我可以进到神的国里。
There are many who feel that all roads lead to Rome, and by my own means, I will figure out a way to get to heaven.
可是我们知道说，主耶稣基督的比喻里面说，主关了门，他们站在门外叩门。
But we know in this parable, Jesus says that after he closes the door, they stand on the outside and knock.
所以，这告诉我们说，
So from this we can learn.
这其实在有我们的罪性。
That our own sin nature
让我们没有去尊敬主的这样一个权利
has led to our not respecting God's authority.
然后觉得说, 啊, 我们可以以我们的方式进入神国。
And that leads us to think that, oh, we can by our own means or according to our own terms get into heaven.
或者说我们有我们自己的时间, 我想什么时候进去就可以进去。
Or perhaps we feel that on our own timing, whenever we feel like it, then we will go and enter the kingdom of heaven.
可是主会让这窄门开一段时间, 然后他要站起来, 关了就不开了。
But it says here that Jesus will open this narrow gate for a certain time, and then at some point he's going to stand up and he's going to close it.
主耶稣基督告诉我们说, 我们会忽然醒觉说，哦，原来主他才是有那主权的。
And Jesus Christ is saying that in that moment we will suddenly have a realization saying, oh, it is Jesus Christ who has the authority in this case.
因为后来我们站在门外叩门说，主啊，给我们开门。
Because afterwards we're standing on the outside and we're knocking and we're saying, Lord, open.
突然间知道说需要降服。
And all of a sudden we're realizing, oh, we should have submitted to him.
所以主耶稣基督说，
So Jesus said,
你们要努力进窄门,
make every effort to enter through the narrow door.
你和我都需要努力进窄门。
you and I all need to be to make effort to enter into the narrow door.
所谓努力，并不是说我们要赚取任何的一些什么一些好处，以致主可以好待我们。
Now this effort is not to earn merits or to earn some sort of special treatment.
所以不是要累积点数，然后说好，我现在达到了五百个行善的点数，现在主愿意让我进入他的家。
It's not to earn points and say, aha, I've achieved 500 brownie points with God, so now I can go into heaven.
可是这一个努力是努力去认识我们的主。
But this effort is effort we put into knowing the Lord.
正如我们努力去认识我们周遭的朋友，认识我们家里的家人。
Much in the same way that we put effort into getting to know our friends and in building relationships in our family.
知道他们的性情。
To know what they think.
能够与他们有更好的互动。
To be able to have a better relationship with them.
以致能够更真诚的去爱他们。
And to be able to love them more truly and more deeply.
因为这全人就是在于能够认识。
And this is all inherent in what it means to know someone.
我现在常听到有很多人说，哦，最好的朋友是不需要认识的，就是有一种那种一见钟情的那种果效。
I've heard people say that, oh, the best friends are the ones that whose friendships you don't have to work on. You just meet them and you immediately are delighted with them.
不需要花任何的时间，只要说，哦，我们是朋友，哦，我们就是朋友了哈，就是以口头上做那个盟约，然后什么行为都没有。
These are people where you don't actually have to develop your relationship. You just say, oh, all right, we're a friend, we're a buddy, and then that's that.
如果实际要花时间的话，那不是真正的朋友。
If you really have to put time into it, then it's not really a friend.
或许这是脸书所带来的其中一个果效。
Perhaps this is part of what Facebook has done to us.
友谊是一点就成。
All you need to do is a click and a hi, you're friends.
可是主耶稣基督让我们知道，我们需要努力去认识我们的主。
But Jesus here is telling us we need to put effort into getting to know our Lord.
因为在认识我们的主的过程，我们的主也就认识我们。
Because in the process of coming to know Jesus, Jesus also comes to know us.
上帝对亚伯拉罕说，我现在知道你爱我了。
God says to Abraham, now I know that you love me.
上帝说，他带领以色列人进入旷野是要让以色列人知不知道，或者说展现他们是否爱神。
It says in the Old Testament that God brought the Israelites into the wilderness to display or so that it might be known whether or not they loved God.
主耶稣基督问彼得说，你爱我吗？
Jesus asked Peter and said, do you love me?
所以主耶稣基督告诉我们说要努力进窄门。
And so Jesus says, make every effort to enter through the narrow gate.
第一要告诉我们说不要冒昧或很放肆的觉得说神就是应该要让我进入他的国度的。
And here he's saying, do not be complacent, do not be presumptuous that God will certainly let you into his kingdom.
因为我做了这个，我想了那个。
Because I've done this, I've thought this.
反而是要更认识到说我们能够进入神的国度不是因为我们的意志，乃是神对我们有这样一个热心待我们。
Instead, we need to realize that entry into the kingdom of God is not by our own will or by what we do, but instead by the Lord's hospitality according to his welcome.
同时间我们也需要认识到说进入神的国度是生命上最终极重要的一件事。
At the same time, we need to realize that being able to enter into the kingdom of heaven is by far the most important issue in our lives.
主耶稣基督非常清楚地知道说我们把一件事情看为非常重要的时候我们自然地会去努力地去把它形成。
The Lord knows that what we consider important in our lives is what we will end up putting effort into.
我们把我们的时间我们的资源我们的喜好放在哪里的时候，我们就知道那个就是我们生命的财宝。
Wherever we put our time, wherever we put our resources, wherever we put our love and our hobby, that is our treasure in life.
所以主耶稣基督说，你要努力进窄门的时候。
So the Lord Jesus Christ says, when you need to make every effort to enter through the narrow gate.
也就是问他当时的听众，也现在来问我们。
If he's asking his audience then, and he's asking us today,
你要进入天国吗？
Do you want to enter the kingdom of God?
你要因着认识主而进入天国吗？
Do you want to enter into the kingdom of God through your relationship with Christ?
而更重要的是，你要主来认识你吗？
And perhaps even more important, do you want the Lord to know you?
要认识主，也就得悔改。
If you want to know the Lord, then you have to repent.
所谓悔改，也就是转向我们的主。
And to repent means to turn around towards the Lord.
因着主他自己本身，我们喜爱他，我们想要得到他。
Because we love the Lord, because we want to come to know the Lord.
同时间对他有这样一个信靠顺服。
And at the same time, we have this kind of trust and obedience towards the Lord.
委身要活出神主他自己所喜悦的道路。
And we dedicate our lives towards living a life that is pleasing to God.
你是说主啊，我时时刻刻需要你。
And we're saying, Lord, in every moment, at every time, we need you.
因为能够被你认识，能够进入你的国度，这是你的恩惠。
Because being known by you and being able to enter into your kingdom is your grace.
那或许我们可能说，我现在其实还不知道主是不是真的那么美善。
Now maybe we say, I'm not really sure if God is that desirable.
那主也让我们说，那你就进入整个神所带领的历史。
And in that case, the Lord says, why don't you enter into this history that I'm building?
看看那有许多与神同走的人。
Look at those who have been following the Lord.
看看那些与就是降服于神的人。
Look at those who have surrendered themselves to him.
亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各、众先知。
Look at Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and the prophets.
同时间有这些人从东、从西、从南、从北。
At the same time, there will be those from the north and from the south and from the east and from the west.
他们都是愿意要来认识主的人。
They are all those who are willing to know the Lord.
你可以问说，为什么你们想要认识主呢？
Ask them, why do you want to know the Lord?
这些整个圣经里面的记载告诉我们，为什么虽然说作为先知不是一件苦差事。
And the record of the Bible shows us that being a prophet is a pretty brutal job.
可是为什么他们愿意降服呢？
Why were these men and women willing to surrender themselves to God?
为什么？
Why?
那神也将这个邀请给我们。
And so God gives us this invitation.
邀请我们转向他，信靠顺服他。
He's inviting us to turn to him, to trust him and to obey him.
因为主他是那通往神国窄门的看守者。
Because Jesus is the keeper of the narrow gate into the kingdom of God.
他对我们的命运去向有那终极的权利。
When it comes to the direction of our lives, when it comes to our fate in life, he is the one with the ultimate authority.
而且他作为一个这窄门的看守者。
And as the keeper of the narrow door.
他是神所派来那位仆人作为罪人拯救者的那一位。
He is the servant that God has sent to save sinners.
路加医生告诉他的听众，也告诉我们。
Luke the physician is telling his audience then and is telling us today.
主耶稣基督是完完全全的委身于他这样一个拯救罪人的一个使命。
Jesus is completely committed to his cause to save sinners.
拯救那些愿意悔改转向他，并且相信他为他们救主的这样一个使命。
He is completely committed to saving those who are willing to turn to him and who are willing to repent.
因为路加医生告诉我们说，其实主耶稣基督的生命是有是有危险的。
And Luke the physician is telling us that Jesus' life was full of danger.
有一些与主耶稣基督友好的法利赛人。
There were some Pharisees who were relatively friendly to Jesus.
来通告主耶稣基督说，希律要杀你。
And they come and they warn Jesus, saying, Herod wants to kill you.
可是我们看见主耶稣基督是如何的委身于他这样需要委身于神的旨意，并且是要拯救，要完成这样拯救的大功。
But we see how committed Jesus is towards the kingdom of God and towards God's salvation.
他完全这是相信了天父的旨意。
He completely believes in the Father's will.
天父的能力。
The Father's ability.
所以他对于所谓属世的这样一个权利，他是没有惧怕的。
So he's not fearful of earthly authority.
他说啊，希律要杀我，赶快躲，没有的。
There's no sense of, oh no, Herod wants to kill me, I need to hide.
他说不管谁要玩什么手段，不管要出什么花招，他是完全不怕。
No matter how crafty people are or what ideas people have, he is unafraid.
因为他相信是由神自己来立定他所要走的路。
Because he knows that he knows that God is the one who has determined his footsteps.
他相信他能够，并且会继续进行他的这样一个他要死在十字架上的这样一个使命。
He knows that he can and will continue his mission to go and to die on the cross.
主耶稣基督说，我今天、明天还是要赶鬼治病。
Jesus says, today and tomorrow I heal and I cast out demons.
今天、明天的形容，也就是说，还有一段时间我要做这些事情。
Today and tomorrow means there is still a period of time where I need to do these things.
虽然希律要杀我。
Even though Herod wants to kill me.
可是我还是能够做这些事情，彰显神的能力。
But I will still be able to do these things to reveal the power of God.
同时间他说,
At the same time he says,
死亡将不会是在希律的手下，而是会在耶路撒冷。
My death will not be at the hands of Herod, but will be in Jerusalem.
因为主耶稣基督说，我必须前行，因为先知在耶路撒冷之外丧命是不能的。
Because Jesus says in verse 33, In any case, I must press on today and tomorrow and the next day, for surely no prophet can die outside Jerusalem.
主耶稣基督被通告说希律要杀他的时候，他确实还没有在耶路撒冷。
When Jesus is warned that Herod wants to kill him, he's not yet in Jerusalem.
所以主耶稣基督是非常的清楚说他在神的保守之中，他将不会受到希律的影响。
So Jesus is very clear that due to the protection of the Lord, he will not die at the hand of Herod.
同时间他知道他要进入耶路撒冷，他要品尝到死亡。
At the same time, he knows that he needs to go to Jerusalem and that there he will taste death.
可是他继续的委身于他这样一个使命。
But he continues his commitment to this mission.
为了要拯救罪人。
That he will sacrifice his life to save sinners.
所以在这样他耶稣与这法利赛人这样一个简短的一个对话之中。
So during this brief back and forth with these Pharisees.
耶稣也告知我们说。
Jesus is also letting us know.
他相信他的死亡并且他的复活将会是唯一能够带来神拯救的这样一个途径。
He knows that his death and his resurrection are the only way that God's salvation will come to mankind.
因为他说我必须前行。
Because he says, I must go on.
必须。
I must.
也就这样一个独一的方式。
This is the only way.
没有其他的方式。
There is no other way.
第三十二节主耶稣基督说第三天我的事就成全了。
In verse 32, Jesus says, and on the third day, I will reach my goal.
也就告诉我们说他知道他将会复活。
And this means that he knows that he will ultimately rise from the dead.
可是第三十三节他也说先知要 不是他作为先知不会在耶路撒冷之外死的。
And then in verse 33, he says, for surely no prophet can die outside Jerusalem.
也就是说他迈向耶路撒冷的时候他知道他是迈向他的死亡。
Which means that as he's walking towards Jerusalem, he knows he is going to his death.
可是他要完成这样一个使命。
But as he needs to complete this calling,
因为他这样一个使命是有这样一个深远的影响。
Because this calling or this mission of his is one that has a great and widespread impact.
因为这拯救将是带给犹太人也带给外邦人。
Because this salvation is for both Jews and for Gentiles.
主耶稣基督说亚伯拉罕以撒雅各的时候。
When Jesus said Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
不单单只是说这以色列人的先祖。
He's not just saying the ancestors of the Jews.
也是说整个以色列民。
He's also saying the entirety of the Jewish people.
那同时间，耶稣也说，从东南西北都会有人进入到神的宴席里面。
At the same time, Jesus says, from north and south and east and west, from everywhere there's going to be people coming.
这是指向那外邦人。
This is indicating the Gentiles will also be there.
甚至在第十九节，当主耶稣基督讲到那种子变芥菜种变树的这样一个比喻的时候
，In fact, even in verse 19, when Jesus speaks of the mustard seed becoming the tree,
他或许使用飞鸟。
In one reason, one potential reason why he mentions birds,
是因为飞鸟当时是一个用来形容外邦人的一个词汇。
It may have been because birds were sometimes used at that time as a term to refer to Gentiles.
所以你习惯听了以后，突然间诶，听到有飞鸟能够在树上休息，也就是竟然有外邦人能够安息在神的国度里。
And so when people heard saying that there would be birds perched in the branches, perhaps it meant to them that there would also be Gentiles who were able to enter into the kingdom of God.
主耶稣基督委身在他这样一个拯救的使命中。
As Jesus committed his life to this mission to save the lost.
因为他知道虽然门是窄的。
Because he knew that although the door is narrow.
可是神国度是丰满的。
The kingdom of God is great and is full.
而要进入这样一个全然的一个国度中。
And to enter into the fullness of the kingdom of God.
唯有透过他这一个 看守着宅门的这样一个看守员。
One must go through the body of the keeper of the gate.
所以在这整段路加福音13章18到35节。
So in this entire passage in Luke 13 verses 18 through 35.
神告诉我们说他将国度全然的掌限将要来到。
Jesus is telling us that the fullness of the kingdom of God will come.
告诉我们说主耶稣基督是那通往神宅门的这样一个看守者。
He's telling us that Jesus Christ is the one who is watching over the narrow gate.
主耶稣基督也就是神所派来那一位仆人是要来拯救罪人的。
And Jesus is the servant that God has sent to save sinners.
既然是这样子。
Though this is the case,
那我们是在窄门的哪一面呢？
Then we need to ask ourselves on which side of this narrow door are we?
主耶稣基督告诉我们，
Jesus is telling us,
将会有一天，
there will come a day,
我们看到种子它会发芽并且成长成为树。
When we will see the seed sprout and grow and become a full tree,
将会有这样一个时刻，
there will come a moment,
面团会发起来。
When this lump of dough will rise,
而且是发到它的 那最大的体积，
and it will fill and reach its complete size.
那同时间有这样一个时刻，
at the same time there's a moment,
进入神国度的窄门将关上，
when the door to the kingdom of God will be closed,
不会再打开，
and it will not be opened again.
所以一个人的生命，
so a person's life,
在窄门关上的那个时刻，
at the moment when this narrow gate closes,
一个人的生命会继续，
a person's life will continue.
可是是以一种欢庆来继续呢？
But is it going to continue in joy and in celebration?
还是一种完全没有办法得着安慰的一种悲伤，
or an
一种懊悔呢？
Or will it continue in inconsolable regret and sorrow?
因为我们现在活在的是树与种子之间的这样一个时刻。
So we are now living in the moment in time between the seed and the tree.
窄门还是打开的。
The narrow door is still open.
那我们每日是如何回应我们的主呢？
Now in each and every day, how are we responding to our Lord?
我们是否听主的声音？我们努力的要进入窄门，要来认识我们的主。
Are we listening to the voice of our Lord, and are we seeking to enter through the narrow gate and to come to know the Lord?
我们是不是努力的要我们的主来认识我们呢？
Are we making every effort that Jesus might know us?
到底是什么与使我们与这样看守窄门的主连接呢？
How do we go about having this kind of a relationship with the keeper of the door?
是不是单单凭我们一些宗教礼仪呢？
Is it just through these religious traditions?
还是对于我们那主的一个敬仰，而在这敬仰之，因为有了这敬仰，我们来赞美神。
Or is it through a respect and a worship of the Lord through which we then worship God?
是什么让我们要与主亲近呢？
What is it that allows us to draw closer to the Lord?
我们是不是说啊，这门要关了啊，我想要进去吃啊，我想要进去享福，所以我想要进去，想要进入天国。
Are we saying, oh, the door is about to close and I want to go in and eat. There's a lot of great food in there. That's why I want to enter the kingdom of God.
也就是说，我爱那丰富的祝福更胜于那天国的君王。
In other words, do we love the blessings of God more than the Lord of the kingdom of God?
还是我们不想要与天国的君王隔离？
Or is it that we don't want to get shut out because we don't want to be separated from the king?
我们乐意的要与我们的主共享那天国这样的一个美好。
We are glad that we have this opportunity to enjoy the blessings of the kingdom of God with our Lord.
身为一个牧者、传道者。
For example, a preacher or a missionary.
所以我来到正道的时候，其实有时候也很卡。
For example, when I'm standing up to preach, there are times when I kind of run into a roadblock.
不单单是语言上卡，
Not just language.
更是心灵上也需要求主来怜悯。
Much more, I need to pray that the Lord would have mercy on my heart.
因为服侍了这六年下来，
Because in the 6 years that I've been serving,
认识到说我可以因着责任感来正道。
I've realized it's easy to preach out of a sense of responsibility.
我可以因着我想要或许得到一些赞赏来证道。
It's easy to preach because I want a sense of affirmation.
有诸般的原因可以使我愿意来花时间或来准备讲章。
There are many, many reasons or motivations that can lead me to prepare a sermon.
可是不一定是因为我实际爱着主以及主的羊群。
It's not necessarily because I love the Lord and love His sheep.
这是一个很微妙，可是一个也很容易产生危机的这样一个心智。
This might seem like a very small thing, but it can cause a lot of problems in your heart.
神学院里面老师常常提醒说，你小心不要爱你的服事更胜于你服事的主。
I frequently receive the admonition, be careful not to love your service more than the one you are serving.
我甚至可以爱我的服事，因为我爱自己。
In fact, it's easy to love your serving because you love yourself.
而不是因为我爱着你们，或者是爱着神。
And not because I love you guys or because I love the Lord.
这有时候是一种写到讲章写到一半会突然间，哦，好可怕的一个境界，求主原谅，求主怜悯的一个时刻。
In fact, it's frequently when I'm halfway through preparing my sermon that I run into a moment of panic when I'm like, Lord, please forgive me, please set me free of this.
因为我可以说我想要做一个有责任感的人，所以我负起这个责任。这是因为我服侍的话，就变成是我爱我自己。
Now, I want to be someone who's responsible, and therefore I prepare a good sermon, and all of a sudden, I'm now serving because I love myself.
Oh, 我怕别人跟我讲这个讲那个，所以我尽量要就是圆滑一点，不要冒犯人。这也是因为我爱我自己。
I'm afraid of how people will respond to certain things, so I'm going to adjust my wording a little bit. This is also because I love myself.
我很感谢，常常听到弟兄姐妹为正道祷告的时候，是让我们的牧者有这样一个胆量去讲应该讲的话。
I'm very grateful that often when I hear brothers and sisters praying for the speaker, they will pray that he might have the courage to speak.
好像很简单的一句祷词。
It seems like it's very simple.
可是是非常重要的一句祷词。
But it's a very, very important prayer.
因为这是要让牧者能够也回转归向神，传道的时候是出于对主的爱，而不是出于自己的爱。
Because you're praying that in that moment, the preacher himself will be able to turn back to God and will be able to preach and to serve because of his love for God and not because of his love for himself.
所以是什么使我们与主联系?
So what is it that allows us to have this kind of relationship with God?
是什么使我们与主亲近?
What is it that draws us closer to him?
主耶稣基督告诉以色列人说,
Jesus here says to the people of Israel,
你不愿意归在我的翅膀荫下。
You're not willing to come beneath my wings.
所以你选择了那永恒的死亡。
So you have chosen eternal death.
主耶稣基督愿意拯救。
The Lord Jesus is willing to save.
可是耶路撒冷愿意使他钉在十字架。
But Jerusalem is willing to have him crucified.
主耶稣愿意来拯救我们罪人。
Jesus is willing to save all of us sinners.
可是我们反倒使他钉在十字架。
But instead, we nail him to the cross.
我们愿意他死亡。
We are willing for him to die.
神告诉我们说，我们都偏离了正路，一同变为污秽。
And the Lord tells us, all of us have turned away, all have become corrupt.
可是现在我们有这样一个机会。
But now we have this opportunity.
因为主已经开始展现了天国。
Because God has already started to reveal the kingdom of God.
他给了我们他的启示。
He has given us his revelation.
他自己死在十字架上，并且从坟墓中走出来。
He has died on the cross and he has risen and come out from the tomb.
让我们得到这样一个邀请，努力的进入窄门。
And he has allowed us to receive this invitation to make every effort to enter through the narrow gate.
这窄门还是开着。
The narrow door is still open.
所以就要趁我们能够还寻找得到神的时候，我们祷告他。
So we need to take advantage of this time when we still might find God to seek after him.
诗人的信靠是在大水泛溢的时候必不会淹没到就是有神同在的地方。
The prayer or the praise of the psalmist is that great waters are not able to bring him to a place where God cannot reach him.
如果你今天还没有信靠主耶稣基督为你的救赎主。
If today you have not trusted in Jesus as your Savior,
你不觉得说我的救赎跟主耶稣基督有任何的关系?
If you feel that your salvation is not dependent on the Lord,
我其实是求告你。
I'm asking you and warning you.
不要迟疑了。
Do not continue to delay.
因为我们真的不知道我们的时间是怎么样。
Because we don't know how much time we have.
一个子弹,
one bullet.
一个车祸,
one traffic accident.
一个地震,
one earthquake.
任何时间这门是可以 就因此而关起。
At any moment, because of any of these things, the door could slam closed.
今天主已经向我们发出这样一个呼召。
Today the Lord has already offered us this invitation.
所以但愿我们如果还没有信靠主的，我们可以说耶稣，我想来认识你作为我的救主。
So if we have not trusted in the Lord, may we take this opportunity to ask and to trust in him.
我要来相信你，不是因为我怕死。刚才那个牧师告诉我，哦，这死亡能让我很怕的，不是因为我怕死。
I want to believe in you, not because the pastor was trying to scare me talking about death. I'm not scared of that.
反而是我想要认识你，作为这样一个全然善良的一个主，你是谁？
But instead, because I want to know you, I want to know one who is perfectly holy.
而我们的弟兄姐妹们，
brothers and sisters,
让我们能够严谨的来看待主所对我们说的话。
Let us earnestly look at what the Lord has said to us.
努力进窄门。
And make every effort to enter into the narrow gate.
让我们能够被主来认识。
Let us be known by God.
让我们能够主会对我们说，你是爱我的。
May the Lord say to us, You are one who loves me.
我们转向他，在我们的顺服中，我们将我们的生命摆上。
As we turn to him in our obedience, we offer our lives to him.
我们是因着我们对他的敬拜与主有连结。
Because of our adoration of him, we have a relationship with him.
让我们知道说，不是我们我们主日崇拜参加了多少次。
It's not because of how many times we've come to Sunday service.
或是我有好品德。
It's not because of our excellent morality.
不是因为或者说我好学业好什么，都不是因为这些我们得救。
It's not because of my excellent studies or any other good thing that I've done that I attained salvation.
而是因为主有意愿好待我们。
It's because God is willing to treat us well.
让我们能够。留心使得我们对主的敬拜是因为我们出于对主的爱戴。
May our worship of God be due to our adoration and love of him.
让我们说，主啊，我想要在你的家，因为我想要与你同在。
May we say, Lord, we want to enter into your house because we want to be with you.
在我们领圣杯之前，圣饼圣杯之前。
Before we take the bread and the cup,
让我们花一段时间
let us take some time
来默想
to in silent meditation
主对我们说话
and to listen to what God says to us
努力进窄门
and to make every effort to enter through the narrow door
主让我们在我们的默想之中我们说主啊我们想要在你的家中因为我们想要与你同在
and in our meditation may we say to the Lord Lord I want to enter into your house because I want to be with you Our Lord.
因着主耶稣基督那血染的十字架以及空坟墓。
Because of the blood-stained cross of the Lord in the empty tomb.
我们现在能够有这样一个信心以及祝福，能够称你为阿爸父。
We have the faith and the blessing to call you Abba Father.
当我们吃这饼喝这杯的时候。
As we eat of the bread and drink of the cup.
纪念你给我们的爱。
Let us remember the love you have for us.
感谢你所给予我们的赦免。
Help us thank you for your forgiveness.
赐予我们这样一个勇气来活出一个悔改的生命。
Give us the courage to live out a life of repentance.
求神来洁净我们。
May the Lord cleanse us of our sins.
使得我们能够吃这饼喝这杯。
That we may eat the bread and the cup.
是配得我们的救主耶稣。
May we do so in a manner worthy of our Lord.
你现在请。司会能够到前来。
May the ushers come forwards.
基督徒所设立的。
This bread and cup is established for Christians.
如果你还不是基督徒。
If you are not yet a Christian.
那请你就让这盘能够从你的面前就经过。
Please let the plate pass before you.
可是我们同时间继续祷告，希望神能够怜悯我们，能够来认识我们的主耶稣基督。
At the same time, it is our prayer that you may come to know Him.
我们作为主内的弟兄姐妹
those who are brothers and sisters in Christ. Let us continue to remember the grace or mercy of the Lord to us. Brothers and sisters, please rise.
主耶稣基督为饼感谢了，擘开。
After Jesus has given thanks, he broke the bread.
说这是我的身体为你们舍的。
Saying, this is my body which is given for you.
当我们吃这饼的时候，我们是纪念他。
When we eat this bread, we are doing so in remembrance of him.
他也为这杯祝谢了。
And then he gave thanks for the cup also.
说这是他用他的宝血所立下的新约。
Saying this is the covenant that he has now established in his blood. And as we drink it, we remember him. And in remembrance of him, let us eat and drink together. Abba, Father. As we have now eaten this bread and drunk this cup, may you safeguard our worship of you. May our thanksgiving and praise of you not be in the past tense. May it be a continuous devotion and love for you. Lord, may you keep all of us. And may you come to know us. This prayer is in the merciful name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.